Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, January 7th. The grains closed mixed with March corn down 0.75 cents, closing at 382.25. March beans up 2.75 cents, closing at 924.25. March wheat down 0.25 cents, closing at 516.75. Beans were a little bit firm on rumors that China bought anywhere from 3 to 15 cargoes of beans. My guess is it's probably toward the high end of 15 cargoes. That'd be about 900,000 metric tons of beans. That would take the Chinese to somewhere between 4 and 4.5 million metric tons that they bought here. It's a far cry still from the 6 to 8, but we'll see what the negotiators come up with. We haven't seen anything out of those meetings yet, but certainly we hope that something is resolved out here. Corn under a little bit of pressure despite the dollar being down half a cent here. We're down 49 ticks. It's starting to certainly, as I mentioned last week, that the dollar looks like it's starting to roll over here. That should be helpful for the grains in the long run, but it didn't have any effect on corn or wheat here today. Crude oil closed up 56 a barrel, but that was a dollar off its highs. So, you know, we like the fact that it was higher, but really didn't do much for the corn market at all. As we move forward, I think the markets obviously are going to be waiting for, you know, some kind of government news. We did have the export inspections this morning. They were lousy, 260 on wheat, 501 on the corn, 673 on the beans. So no help there. Obviously the wheat and corn were the weakest and they acted the weakest today. The beans, it kind of looks like a buy the rumor, sell the fact. We broke it as much as 5-6 cents off the early highs. We rallied a little bit back late, but not much. So, I don't know, it's kind of a mixed bag. We need more government information. It'd be great if we could have gotten those reports on Friday. The funds are long 100,000 corn. They're short maybe 50,000 oil. They're probably even in beans, wheat, and meal. So I think everybody's just trying to buy their time till we get through this shutdown and see where we're actually at. The funds will probably want to defend their corn positions, and they're just going to probably take a wait and see on the corn and wheat for the time being. That's really about it. We'll see how the dollar acts over the next couple of days and the crude oil. That should give the market some direction out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-877-877-888-4-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.